With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Can I officially sing Christmas tunes now?
I wish you would.
I mean, it is the day after Thanksgiving. And
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
I've spent way too much money today on Black Friday. But you know what? Here's the good news. All my Christmas shopping's done. And I got you. Same thing I got you last year.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I don't need much. And apparently, I'm not getting it either.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. Happy holidays to you. And we could think of anything better after we stuffed ourselves with Thanksgiving turkey yesterday. But to sit down with some of our favorite beer people in the entire world, from Belching Beaver, Andy, Troy, and Danielle have joined us in the studio.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. How you guys feeling?
Great.
Full.
Is that tryptophan? Is that what they call that stuff?
Yeah. Dude, I think I still got it coursing through my vein.
Although, yesterday I ate and drank too much. The first thing we start off with tonight is we dig into Belching Beaver beers. Something I really wish I had at my table yesterday, because it's not a beer and it's not a champagne.
It's not a rosé either.
It's not a rosé. Yeah.
But it's holiday colored.
Excuse me, that sparkling wine champagne is a DOC of France.
Oh, Andy.
You invited him.
This is your guys' first entry into hard seltzers, isn't it?
Yes. This is batch number two, actually. We've tried several batches, but this is the one that's actually made it out to market somewhat. You know, it's a trial and error process. We're doing things a little differently than everyone else. We're using real fruit.
Wait.
We're hitting a little bit more of some, bumps in the road, shall you? We wanted to showcase and be different. We didn't want to just, you know, take your sugar water, ferment it out, and, you know, pour some tincture in it and make it taste like whatever flavor you got in the drum, so.
I also noticed one thing. First of all, you have this in cans, which is really damn cool.
We do.
But I also noticed this is like 5.5. Most hard seltzers are around 5. So
correct.
You're trying to get you feeling buzzed.
I mean, this is beer level.
It's still 110 calories. It's 2 grams of carbs. It's vegan. It's gluten-free. As long as we're checking off all the boxes, let's call it keto-friendly too. Why not?
No cholesterol either.
In terms of like seltzers, I put this by far at the top above the commercial ones. Just you get all that light flavor. It's fruity. It doesn't taste artificial, which really, really hits the spot. And you know what else hits the spot? I know, Andy, you want to do this. Since we're starting off with something light, I figured we will go light musically, yep. And we'll play some Tool. Here you go. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour. How did we all start speaking German all of a sudden?
Because we're talking about the real gummy bear.
I blame you. Yes. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9 tonight, drinking with our friends from Belching Beaver. Andy, Troy, and Danielle have joined us in the studio. We just polished off every single can that you brought of the hard seltzer, so thank you for that. That was a great warm-up. And we're still not into the beer, though, because, I mean, you guys have been doing a lot of different stuff.
Since the day we started, Jeremy, you know this as well as anybody, we've never been afraid to push the envelope, whether it's the name of the brewery or the liquid that we produce. So taking chances is kind of in our DNA.
It's a fair statement.
Explain to me the story of this one, because we've gone from hard seltzer to, I don't even know what to define this as.
So I guess I would define this as a goza with fresh pressed apple juice, cherry puree, coriander, and sea salt. So it's kind of a goza cider hybrid.
So how did this come about? What's it called?
So it is called the Charming Centaur. And just kind of giving you a little bit of the backstory on that, Matt Bonney was the owner of Brower's Cafe, Bottle Works, and Tornado Seattle. We did an anniversary beer for Tornado last year. It was a mixed fermentation saison, and we called it Ride the White Centaur. And the reason you see the centaur theme here, Matt collected centaur art figurines. That was his kind of obsession. And he unfortunately passed far too soon last year. And he was also an investor in Newtopia Cider here in San Diego. So we got together with the Newtopia guys, got some fresh pressed juice, blended it with a goza with the coriander, the sea salt. So it's kind of a tribute to Matt. So he is the Charming Centaur. So we named it after him.
This is damn delicious.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell this is, but this is amazing.
This is another thing I wish I had on my table yesterday.
Oh, can you imagine? And it's also pretty in holiday color.
It's got a great
very festive
golden color to it, yeah. And it's juicy. It's delicious. Since you poured this in a crowler, I can only imagine this is going to be something that is only going to be out for a little bit. It's only going to be a tasting room only, so we're going to have to come to you to get it.
Very limited draft, and It is being seen in the wild in San Diego. So if you want to have it at your favorite watering hole,
you tell them.
Tell them to get the Charming Centaur from Belching Beaver because it's redonkulous.
I would love to see you guys bring this back next season.
Yeah.
And pint cans, because it is just really damn good.
My Thanksgiving leftovers just got taken to the next level.
The Goza gives it just that little underlying tartness, and you get some of the sweetness balanced out from the apple juice and the cherry, and then you get that little hint of salinity on the back end that just balances it up and ties it up with a neat little Christmas bow, which, hey, is right around the corner.
It's made me a very happy man, more than you normally do. Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, Troy.
You're welcome.
Danielle, keep these boys in line. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to do some Smiths, because, I mean, this Charming Centaur could only go with this charming man. Oh, Morrissey just walked in the door.
Here I am.
Ken, for once, you're not the one causing problems in the studio.
I am trying to keep this wreck on the rails as best I can.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I'm only referring to Danielle and Andy sitting over here from Belching Beaver just battling it out while we're drinking beers and listening to tunes. We've also got Troy with us. We just wrapped up the Charming Centaur and had the hard seltzer. Are we going to do actual beer at some point? Because now you've poured something else that's, I mean, rosy and pink
for a brewery that does really damn good IPAs.
You brought a wealth of different stuff tonight.
A bevy of beverages, if you will. Danielle, why don't you tell us what this is?
The Toucan Punch. This is our sour beer. Once Saturday every month, we introduce a new sour beer, and it's called our Sour Saturdays. This one is actually going to be coming out
tomorrow.
On the 30th.
So this guy is a wild ale with raspberries and cherries. Got a little barrel age going on as well with this guy. And as you can tell, we're going with theme, and it is very, very heavy in that pink color.
I love it, though.
It's Christmassy.
Bringing on the holiday spirit. So our master blender, I guess we'd call him, Peter Perricone.
We call him whole lots of different things. I guess today we'll call him that.
He's cultivated some great wild yeast strains, and he's been fermenting beers at our 980 location up in Vista for the last 3 years using his blend of flora and fauna that was harvested locally here in San Diego. Mm. And we blended a bunch of those barrels that have been sitting, red wine barrels, blended those back together, added the raspberries and cherries, whole fruit, and let it kind of do its thing. And it's very much in that Belgian fruited lambic style.
There's one thing I remember about that man from the times we've hung out together, other than the fact that he is a wild beer genius. He likes two things, which I always think are very interesting to like together. He likes reggae and he likes country.
Very true.
So we're going to start with the reggae, and then we're going to work a country tune into it as we drink this Toucan Punch.
Like
it is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Wait, check this out. What's in the hops?
What's in the hops?
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. That's the question we're asking with Belching Beaver as we sit with Danielle, Andy, Troy, and of course our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. At this point, we finally have hops.
Yay.
We've had three different beverages from Belching Beaver, from a hard seltzer to a wild ale and a apple cherry goza that had cider in it. It's been weird. It's been delicious, and I love it all, but I need some hops in my life, man.
Welcome back.
We got you.
All right, so what's the story behind this IPA? You guys do. You make some damn good IPAs.
Seven hops went into this beer.
Seven
years old.
Of course.
Seven. The movie Seven, What's in the Hops, you know? We actually kind of over-contracted some hops, to be 100% honest with you, as pretty much every brewery in the county probably has. And we tried doing different things with different hops to try and, you know, get really cool flavors and characteristics out of things. Trying them, you know, during transfer hops. Try and do it during fermentation. You know, warming the beer up. Doing, you know, some dry hops at different temperatures. And less hammering in the whirlpool. Nothing in the beginning of them. Just try all sorts of different things. Of course, we've got your crowd pleasers in the beer. We've got, you know, some Galaxy, some Citra, some Mosaic, but we also threw some old school stuff in there. We got some Nugget and some Centennial in there.
Wow.
I mean, I can't remember all seven of the hops. So yeah, we threw a whole plethora of hops at this. Our guys hated dry hopping it and also centrifuging it. And the beer turned out really good. It, for some weird, strange reason, it has like some vanilla isk characteristics and like a citrusy note where it almost makes you feel like there is orange in the beer, but straight up all hops, baby.
My brain is so confused right
no
now.
No ups, no extras.
That's a lot of information.
No, but it's what I'm tasting right now. There's
seven hops into this beer, and are they all added at various parts of the brewing process?
Double dry hopped, lower dose of whirlpool than we're traditionally used to, but you know, we're trying new things, and it actually worked out to our benefit. It's really, really a great hop. But now what's going to happen is all of our brewers are going to start, probably myself included, are going to start doing that, and it really makes for hard harvesting of yeast. And we also almost had a tank not do so well because all the hops, when they're fermenting, you get all the croizin and everything like that. So there was, the down tube had a little bit of a bend and a pinch to it. Almost blew up a tank, but you know what?
What?
Whoa. No big deal.
Take a break. We come back. I got a couple of songs to go with this. What's in the hops?
What's in the hops?
And then we'll do some sticky paws.
Ooh.
Ken, it's been a night of decadence, more so than my gravy stuffing turkey cranberry sauce turkey sandwich that I had for lunch today.
Don't forget the gummies.
It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Ken Wright, and our friends from Belching Beaver, Danielle, Andy, and Troy have been just pouring out some amazing stuff there. What's in the hops? We just finished Hazy IPA. We've had the Toucan Punch, a beer you can try tomorrow at the Sour Saturdays. Is that all Belching Beaver locations?
All
that's
Belching Beaver locations. Sour Saturdays. It's the last Saturday of every month. We're going to have a special release sour beer. It could be a kettle sour. It could be a barrel aged sour.
We can pull out a bunch of old barrel aged sour beers we haven't brought out for a while.
I am so stoked you guys decided to end the show with this beer, because when I saw it, when I saw you released it, I had this much FOMO. I will introduce, because I cannot wait to try this. This is your Sticky Paws. It is a barrel-aged dessert stout with pecans and dulce de leche.
Correct. Yeah.
House roasted.
And to take it one step further, it's not on the label. We actually brewed this with several whole pecan pies.
You know, just to be extra special.
A, for the photo op, and B, to be as insanely decadent as we could be.
Stop talking. I have to drink this now. I mean, it smells just ridiculous. Sweet.
Dude, and look how sticky it is. I mean, it's got legs. Even the foam is like this rich, like caramel color.
All right, it's got foam, but it's not highly carbonated, which I like because it adds to the smoothness, the viscousness of this beer.
Texture.
It drinks so easy.
And you know, it's hard to make a beer with nuts. To get that real essence of that flavor in there is difficult. This is out of the park.
So this is got to be probably somewhere plus 10 ABV.
12.5.
But
it's a baby.
You hear 12.5 and you think, wow, that's going to have some booziness to it.
Nope.
Like a barley wine would or something of that ilk. There is zero alcohol in this. It is sweet, sticky, delicious.
And you get just a bite of the spiciness because we aged this in Templeton rye barrels.
Done. Done.
Show's
you
over.
You wanted us to bring
show
beer.
Show is over.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. We actually shut Jeremy up for once.
I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a great weekend. See you Monday. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.